The mayor of Whanganui is supporting an iwi leader's call for holidaymakers to steer clear of the region this summer. Hamish McDowell says with the low Māori vaccination rates in the region, he can understand why iwi would want visitors to stay away. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
The fully vaccinated rate for Māori in the Whanganui DHB area is 67%, just under the national rate. The region's also trailing behind for the general population, 79% here, 86% nationwide. Hamish McDowell says he can understand that the vulnerable communities along the Whanganui River Road in particular would not want an influx of tourists increasing their risk profile.
We've got to remember that COVID doesn't drive a car and COVID doesn't get on a bus. It's the people carrying the COVID that are the concern. And so essentially I support the Ngā Tangata Tiaki's stance of saying, look, actually, we'd prefer you to stay home.
Mr McDowell says he still expects people to travel to Whanganui, especially to visit family. But he urges them to observe COVID-19 protocols if they do.
If you're coming to Whanganui for Christmas to see relatives, I can understand that. But to just bring all that personal responsibility with you if you're leaving places which have COVID, and most importantly, if you're feeling sick, don't come.
He says his own Auckland-based mother-in-law will be visiting her grandchildren over the summer for the first time in 6 months. Ngā Tangata Tiaki or Whanganui Chairwoman Shina Maru told Midday Report it took the stance after receiving feedback from the community.
Well, obviously, as you know, there's a heightened sense of anxiety around Aotearoa as the borders will start to open, and we know that lots of people, you know, will escape those big cities and come to us. We're not quite ready.
Ms Maru says hapu iwi are building up their defences through information and a continued vaccination drive.
That's the thing, is that we're asking for more time. Our people and our community at large need to know more before they do that. Like other iwi around the motu, we're standing up opportunities where we are going into the corners of our communities to those who can't necessarily access vaccination stations that are currently here. So we're getting on the road.
Ms Maru says each region's story is different, but that she supports other iwi also asking for holidaymakers to consider staying away. In Whanganui, opinion on Ngā Tangata Tiaki's stance is divided.
We want to be safe for Whanganui and our community, aided by.
Nah, people will do as they please.
They've got as much chance to get the jab as we have.
I'm comfortable with that. I mean, we live on the marae anyways.
You know, if you're fully vaxxed, come.
The government's not done enough to protect the Māori and Pacifica.
I think it's their own worst enemies.
I think people should be able to come here if they're double vaxxed and got their passes and so forth.
Whanganui is one of several regions that will wake up in the red zone tomorrow morning.